SOP253. Today we're talking about what does it cost to start a video podcast, and I'm going to talk about the power of the niche.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so very, very much for coming by to listen to us talk about all things podcasting, whether it's planning, promoting, producing, monetizing. We talk about all things podcasting today. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. Our voicemail, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com, is 888-563-3228. That number again, 888-563-3228. Or you can just email me, Dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And everything we talk about today, you can find out in our show notes. Just go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Well, I really don't do a lot of video. I am nothing against video. I'm an audio kind of guy. I do a little, and I'm actually going to be doing probably some more in the future. It's looking like I'm going to get hired to do some YouTube videos for a company through my podcastmechanic.com website. But I know that if you want to start a podcast, you don't have to spend a bazillion dollars. You can really get by for what I always tell people, the price of basically a Nintendo Wii to reach the world. And if you want to see that kind of stuff, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/equipment, and you can see my equipment recommendations. But with video podcasting, you not only have to deal with a microphone, you need a camera, and more importantly, you need lighting. Now, in the same way that the microphone is important in audio, the lighting can make or break your video. And the other thing that can make or break your video, which a lot of people think it's the camera, no, it's the audio. Because again, people are still listening to what you're saying, and if they have to listen through, you know, bacon being fried underwater, it's not going to work. Now, in terms of a video camera, I recommend getting a camera with an external microphone jack. If you have this feature, then you don't have to deal with basically audio synchronization. Now, what that is when I do a video right now. Now, I'm using a flip camera that has no external microphone. I'm thinking of getting a Kodak ZI-8, which I'll talk about here in a second. But basically, what I do is I use an external microphone that clips on. It's like a lapel mic, and that goes into my Zoom H4 that I record on, and then later I throw that into Camtasia, and I take my video and I take my good audio and I synchronize it with the audio from the camera. Now, one of the things I do that is at the beginning of the video, I count to four and I raise my finger. So I'll say one and hold up one finger and two and hold it, you know, so I'll go one, two, three, four. Now, what this does is on the audio, it makes very clear, concise places that you can line up the audio with. And it also just makes that whole synchronization part for me, because I don't have an external jack, very easy. So that's a little tip on that. The camera I'm looking at now, this is again is not a pro level camera. This is, you know, I'm looking to do kind of talking heads with maybe some green screen behind us, which we'll be talking about that in a second. And for that, I like the Kodak ZI-8. I've heard a lot of really good things about it, and it's again under, I think it's around $200. No, I think the one I just saw was like $120. When it's less than $200, and it's really, from what I've seen different people that have used it. It looks like a decent camera for that kind of thing. If you're doing, you know, pro video stuff, yeah, maybe not. But it does. They're actually, I believe you can do HD in that as well. Now, the thing that gets me though is when I look at lighting and I go to actual photo places to look at lighting is just off the chart expensive at times. We're talking $400 or $500, things like that. And especially if you're going to be doing a green screen. So I'm going to talk a little bit about green screen, a little about lighting here. What is a green screen? Well, green screens are used to create a solid green color. And I mean, it's like vibrant green, something that typically a color that you would not have on your clothes. And you have to have a solid green color. That's where the lighting comes in. You can't have any shadows because now the green, instead of being one solid green, it's vibrant green over here and a little darker over there because of shadows. So the point of having this green color and why people stand in front of this green screen is you can go into software and you can say, okay, where there is this green, the solid green color, take it away because there's nothing on your body that's that color. That's why you don't wear that color of green. Otherwise, your body will disappear. Your eyes aren't that color. Your hair isn't that color, things like that. And so that color actually disappears from your video. And then you can say, and in its place, put this. And that could be a picture. That could be a video, depending on how crazy you want to get with your video editing software. So if you want to talk... So basically, this allows you to be talking about something, and let's say you want to do kind of like the news, and you're talking about a fire. Well, you can have the picture of the fire behind you as you're talking about it. That's what green screen, sometimes called chroma keying, is. Now, if you just want to be a talking head, which is not for podcasting, at least, I don't think that's... If you're going to make a talking head, you might as well just do an audio podcast, because the thing about video podcasting is it requires... You cannot multitask. I can't watch a video and cut the lawn unless I want to run over my foot. So if you just want to do a talking head podcast, you don't need this green screen stuff. And you can keep in mind, though, you can get really creative with a green screen, but it's not really absolutely necessary. Well, here's what I found, and I was really surprised when I did some research, read a couple blogs. You can actually get fairly inexpensive. And that's a relative term, because one person's, you know, $20 for one person is a huge amount of money, and $20 for another person is nothing. But you can actually get a softbox lighting kit let me scroll down here to my notes here. You can get a, for $189. Now, again, that's not cheap, but it's cheaper than $400 or $500 at the photo place. If you want to do a green screen, the actual green screen itself, just basically just a green tablecloth, that's about $20. And you can get a system. It looks like basically plumbing, PCV valve kind of piping that adjusts to different heights. You can get a support system for that for about $65. So you're looking at $85 for the green screen. And then for another $10, you get a bunch of clamps to pull this green screen tight, because again, you can't have any wrinkles, can't have any shadows. So you're gonna have to take some time probably to iron out the wrinkles, because it wrinkle free. And so you're looking at $80-$90 to do a green screen. And the odd place about this is, so to go through that again, we had $189 for lighting and another $90 for the green screen stuff. So you're looking at, you know, basically $290 to, you know, we might as well call the $189 $200 and $90. So you're looking at almost $300 for that. And that doesn't include a microphone, right? That's just the, and it doesn't include the camera. That's just the lighting and the green screen. Now I am amazed at the equipment, though, of all places where I'm finding these prices is at Amazon.com. In fact, I actually found it was called the Triple Lighting Light Kit. And it actually had a green screen. It was 10 by 12 for the whole. So this was lighting and a green screen for $188. And I'll have a link to this out in the show notes. But if you're thinking of doing video, It's going to be a little more, because that's, again, that was that kit was for the whole thing was $188. That doesn't include your camera, which we said was somewhere between, you know, $150 to $300 for a cheap one. Again, look for something with an external jack, and you're off and running, which is, again, still under the price of going out and buying a semi-pro camera, which is, you know, thousands of dollars in some cases. But at this point, I'm going to quit talking about video, because the one thing I always talk about in podcasts is talk about what you know. And right now I have a limited knowledge of video. And this is just what I found from researching and looking around and finding the best deals. But that would be my recommendations at this point if you wanted to do a video podcast. Yes, photo places are great to get knowledge, but price-wise, they seem a bit steep. All right, last up, I just wanted to make a note here on a new member of the School of Podcasting, my buddy Eddie from South Carolina. I was talking to him last week, and he lives in a small town, I believe he said about an hour out of Myrtle Beach. And I forget the name of the city, and it really doesn't matter, but the point is it's a small southern town, and Eddie is doing a podcast about that small southern town, and it is going gangbusters. And it's something, I always love to hear when the philosophies that I hold true about podcasting, I see them in real life. And it's just another thing that I can point to and say, yep, this is exactly what I was talking about, and here's an example of it. So here's a case where I could care less about news in this small southern town, but the people of the small southern town are loving it, and they're sucking it up, and they're tremendously loyal, and he's building a great community around his podcast. So I always tell people, the more niche your podcast is, the more specific it is, the smaller your audience you're going to have, but the more loyal your audience is. So where if you just do a music podcast, you know, that might have a wide range of people that might enjoy that music. But if you do a blues podcast or a jazz podcast or a garage punk thing, it's more niche, but the people that love that style of music are going to be much more loyal and rabid about that particular podcast, because it's like, oh my gosh, this person is talking to me. So when I was talking to Eddie, he was explaining all the different things that are going on there. I might actually have him come on the show, because it's actually a really interesting story. But the power of the niche, do not underestimate the power of the niche, because I've now heard about it, I've seen it personally, and we talked about in previous episodes, you know, the knitting podcast. People, when they find a topic that they love, will be loyal to your podcast, and they will tell their friends, and so on and so on and so forth. So keep that in mind. If you're thinking that nobody's going to listen to this, you know, if you've got great content, and he has other avenues. He writes for a couple different blogs and a newspaper and things like that. So he's able to kind of tie in and get the word out. But nonetheless, it's a small town. It's really easy to let people know in a small town that there's a podcast. And you can do advertising as simple as business cards for about $60 at Vista Print and just start spreading them out. So it's, I always say podcast promotion is actually, it's simple, but it's not easy. And that is simply find out where your potential audience is, go there, and tell them about your podcast. Simple, not easy, because sometimes your potential audience is scattered all over the place. So keep that in mind. Never, ever, ever underestimate the power of the niche. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any comments, I would love to hear from you. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That's 888-563-3228. Or you can leave a comment out on our website at schoolofpodcasting.com. Just go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And I want to thank you so much again for listening. If you have an idea for a future podcast, again, we'd love to hear about that as well. So thanks for tuning in. And until next week, class is dismissed.